Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz. You can also listen to all of our shows, all of our content in 8 languages on rai.com.ar. And in addition, we invite you to discover our YouTube channel with original content produced by RAI in 8 languages. RAI Argentina, that's how you look it up on YouTube. I'm Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you this weekly edition of our show, RAI Argentina to the World in English, that, well, I'm producing here at home since the sanitary measures, the emergency measures, social distancing measures remain in place to prevent the spread of coronavirus. And most of the stations that operate at Maipú 555, the central building of Argentina's public radio, are only operational with the LRA 1, Radio Nacional Buenos Aires. The rest of the stations remain working remotely, like RAI, everybody working from home with their own equipment in their own home studios. And that's the case of this weekly show in English that I'm bringing you, hoping to return to Mondays through Fridays show very soon, that brings you updated news. But since we've been doing a weekly show because of COVID-19, we have been doing stuff that is not time sensitive, features, music, and not that much current affairs and news. But we are making a big effort to return to that very soon. Stay tuned and you'll be receiving news from RAI, I mean daily news from Argentina and the region, as we have always done, very soon. We want to resume that as soon as possible. Just wanted to say hi to a listener that picked up one of our transmissions in Belarus. This is a first after several years, and we received a message and an accurate reception report and a very clear recording of one of our shows in Spanish that yours truly is hosting, Alexander Miadel in Belarus. Thank you very much for listening to RAI. We are very happy that you were able to pick up our show with that simpo. I mean, the sound quality of that recording is marvelous, considering that we are not targeting our shows towards that region. So we're very happy to receive news from anywhere in the world, especially from places that we never heard from before, like Belarus. Thank you very much, Alexander Miadel. If you want to get in touch with us, send us a message to qslrai@gmail.com. You can send reception reports there, and you'll be receiving one of our QSL cards. We are still replying reception reports with a QSL card that marks the centenary of Argentine radio that we are commemorating throughout 2020, remembering that very first radio broadcast in our country here in Buenos Aires from the rooftop of the Coliseum Theater on August 27, 1920. If you want to get this special centennial QSL card, send us your reception report to qslrai@gmail.com. This is RAI Argentina to the World. I'm Fernando Farias, and we are bringing you a special program today in which we're going to be talking about music. We'll have a show that is devoted to Argentine songs in English. And I'm not talking about covers. I'm talking about songs written by Argentine bands or by Argentine composers that were originally, for several reasons, written in English. These are original Argentine songs, but instead of Spanish, which is the language in which most of our songs are, these songs are in English. And obviously, being this a show for English speakers, I thought this playlist that we're going to be sharing today would be of your interest. We're going to be covering a number of styles that use songs in English. The first we're going to be playing is a song by Divididos called Sisters. This is from Divididos' second album. Very big rock band, a power trio, the per excellence power trio of Argentina, Divididos. The song's called Sisters. This track. The rest of the album that is called Acariciando Lo Áspero, second album by Divididos, is in Spanish. I never really found the reason for this song being in English, but Divididos is a trio with members coming from a legendary band of the 1980s, a very influential band called Sumo, a reggae band that had punk elements and was the brainchild of an Italian immigrant raised in Scotland that really was provoked an earthquake in Argentina's music of the 1980s. That man's name was Luca Prodan, and he was raised, as I told you, in the UK, receiving the influence of late 70s music. He was particularly influenced by reggae and ska music that was brought by Caribbean immigrants to the UK in the 60s and 70s. Well, he received all of that, and Luca Prodan, with his band Sumo, is the one who brought that to Argentina. Being raised in England, he wrote his songs in English too, and this is one of the many songs by Sumo that are in English. There are songs in Spanish also by Sumo with a funny Italian accent by Luca, but this is totally in English. It's a great reggae song by Sumo, sung by Luca Prodan, called No Tan Distintos. The title is in Spanish, but everybody calls it Waiting for 1989. We're featuring songs in English from Argentina.
Moving every day, but you know they move so slow. Do you know where they're your book of rules and tell me what you see. Are you all that different? Are you just the same as me? Waiting for 1989. We don't want no more war. Waiting for 1989. We don't want no more war. Love is slipping away, it slips away so fast. I always thought that it would last, and it would last. Look into your book of rules and tell me what you see. Am I all that different? Are you just the same as me? Waiting for 1989. We don't want no more war. Waiting for 1989, yeah. We don't want no more war.
Okay, that's Sumo. This is a song from the late 1980s called Not Tan Distintos, Not So Different. Originally written in English for the reasons I told you before. Luca was raised in the UK, even though he was born Italian. And he was influenced by reggae music. And speaking of reggae, there is an Argentine band that emerged in the mid-1980s, whose first songs, many of them, were in English. But pay attention to this way of singing it in English. You're going to notice a quite different accent when singing English. This is Los Pericos, another key Argentine reggae band. Jamaica Reggae, that's the name of the track. Many bands chose English for their compositions, even though they were Argentine, and even though they didn't speak English that well, if you notice that accent. Basically because, well, in many cases, English sounds better for certain musical styles. That was the case for the very first bands here in the region. That started performing rock and roll music back in the 1960s. It wasn't until La Bamba became popular, and for example Los Gatos released La Balsa in the late 1960s, that artists began to consider to be possible to perform rock songs or pop songs that sounded like American or British music in Spanish. Now it's very natural, of course. I mean, it's uncommon that an Argentine band sings in English. This is rather the exception than the rule in this case, the songs that we are playing. But in the beginning, in the early 1960s, many bands thought that the only way to sound, to give a proper sound to their rock compositions, was to sing in English. And an example of that is the very first rock song written and recorded in the Southern Cone. And I'm not saying Argentina, because the following band is not Argentine. They are Uruguayans. They are called the Shakers, Los Shakers. I mean, the name is in Spanish, and their first track, the first single, kind of an inaugural song for rock in this part of the world, is a song by the Uruguayan band Los Shakers, a song called "Break It All."
We want you to care.
You can notice the very clear Beatlesque sound in this track by Uruguayan band Los Shakers, The Shakers, Break It All, or Rompan Todo. That's the Spanish way of saying it, and that's how everybody calls this song in English, released originally in 1965. We are featuring on today's program of Rai Argentina to the World in English, Argentine songs, or in this case Uruguayan songs, originally written in English. These are not covers, these are original compositions of Argentina in English. And the following is an artist who was born in Alaska, so he's American, but he was born to an Argentine mother, and he's lived in both countries at different parts of his life. But he's super popular in Argentina now, and he's part of the local music scene now. He's called Kevin Johansen, and this song was a huge hit in the year 2003. It's called "Get Down With My Baby."
Gonna get down with my baby, and I'm gonna get down with her soon. She's on her way, and I just can't wait. She'll be back by this afternoon. On her way, and I just through the moments of doubt, baby. She'll be back by this afternoon. I knew you'd come through. Whoa, I'm gonna get down with my baby. You owed it to yourself, baby. And I'm gonna get down with her soon. You were with him for way too long. She's on her way, and I just can't wait. Trapped in your own fears for almost 8 years. She'll be back by this afternoon.
Well, that's Kevin Johansen with one of his biggest hits called Get Down With My Baby, released in the year 2003. Kevin Johansen, as I told you, is American Argentine. He's of American father and Argentine mother. He's lived in both countries, but he's been permanently based in Argentina for the past 20 years. And he sings in both Spanish and English, of course. I think that most of his catalog is in Spanish, but this is a song that he originally wrote in English and was a huge hit in Argentina. Now let us introduce another band that was formed in the year 2005 called Les Mentet, and for an artistic decision they sing their songs in English. They are Les Mentet, is a French word, it's a French name. But some people call them Les Mentetes. I Belong is the name of this track. We are featuring today Argentine songs in English.
I belong to no one. I belong in no
is Les Mentet with a song called I Belong. As I told you before, we are introducing on today's program Argentine bands, Argentine artists, Argentine songs that were written and are sung in English. These are original Argentine songs in English. These are bands that choose to sing their songs in English. And another example of a band that chooses English as their language rather than Spanish for artistic reasons is a hard rock band, one of the best hard rock bands in Argentina. They were the opening act in 2019 for a formidable show here in Buenos Aires by Europe and Whitesnake. They are called Watchmen, headed by an incredible singer, one of the best voices in the Argentine rock scene, called Iván Sensión. And this is from their first album of the year 2005. This is band Watchmen, and the song's called Not Enough.
I live my anger past the point of no return. I have seen the fire melting in my blood. But it's not enough, not enough for me. My animal desire comes true.
Well, this is Argentine hard rock band Watchmen, another artist, another band that sings their original compositions in English. This is from their first album. They've released three albums so far. And to end this playlist of Argentine songs in English, we are introducing an electronic music track that was a huge hit in the year 2010. I would say it was the song of the summer of that 2010 summer. Is the result of the collaboration between a quite popular DJ from Argentina, a music producer called Javier Zucker, and singer Maxi Trusso. This is a song called Please Me by the electro music group Poncho. I think that this song could have been a hit anywhere. I mean, would you imagine wherever you're listening to me in the US, Western Europe, if this song had been made by a local artist, by an English-speaking artist, do you think it would have been a hit as big as it was here in Argentina? I think it has what it takes. Well, we've introduced today a playlist of Argentine songs originally written in Argentina by Argentine artists, by Uruguayan artists, that for different reasons were written and sung in English. I hope you enjoyed it, and this is what brings us to the end. This song by Poncho, that's the name of this artist, and the song's called Please Me, is what brings us to the end of today's program of RAE Argentina to the World. My name is Fernando Farias. You can listen to our shows on WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the shortwaves, frequency 5800 kHz, and also on internet, rae.com.ar. Thank you for listening, and hasta la próxima.